Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, interesting story, literally just moments before the show started. We've had people call the show before and complain about the buyer cards, the store, grocery store cards that, you know, you give them your address and your name and all that, and then they give you the discount for using the card, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are concerned, oh, I don't want the pet store knowing what I'm buying, or, you know,
the grocery store. What do they need to know that card for?
Yeah, I don't want them to know I'm buying liquor or tampons or, you know, whatever it is that that people are concerned that, you know, this evil corporation is going to know.
Right. I got one not too long ago, about a year ago, at a grocery store, and I didn't want people knowing that information, so I made up a bunch of fake information. Captain America, you know, and gave them the right address, but it's a P.O. box anyway. Or not a P.O. box, but a mail, for a private mailbox. So.
Well, I have done that in the past, but this particular time, and the one in question here was a pet store. And so I did put my information on this one. And it turned out it came in quite a bit of it came in quite handy, as apparently Julia had lost her set of keys recently,
mm-hmm.
like a couple days ago, and she thought she'd found them or something, but I don't know. She was half asleep when I asked her that question, so that might explain why she didn't think she had still lost them. But anyway, my point here is one of the neighbors happened to be walking outside. They found the keys. It was nowhere near my house, apparently. Mm. So it must have fallen out of the door of a car or something. I don't know what the explanation
is. Oh, it was relatively near your house.
Yeah, she said it was down the street a little ways.
Well, Julia probably went for a jog, and then the keys popped out or something.
Yeah, and that might have been it. So, yeah, that's probably exactly what it was.
Yep.
Excellent deduction.
If I was Julia, I'd jog more often. Anything to get away from Ian. just get me out of here.
So what they did was they went to the pet store because one of those little tags was on the keys, and they told them the name of the person who owned it.
The pet store told them,
yeah.
told the finders.
Right. And so then they just did, you know, a phone lookup basically for the name and called and said, hey,
there you go.
We've got your keys. So, I mean, any other time, you know, 10 years ago, Those keys would not have been returned, most likely.
Saved you some trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky somebody with good intentions found the keys and traced you. Because,
well, that's true.
Yeah, they could have opened the door and robbed your house without breaking in.
Yeah, the nice little lady that brought them in didn't look like much of a robber. And I'm of the opinion, you're right, Wayne, we don't want to give people temptations they don't need, but I'm of the opinion that the vast majority of people out there want to help. You know, that they're good people and they want to help you. So.
Plus, we're in Keene. Most places, the doors are open anyway.
Right.
It's not hard to get into. There's not a lot of crime here, and that's hopefully it'll stay that way.
Right. Well, you know, I keep mine actually open, but the infrared machine gun is aimed right at the door. So if you it doesn't DNA print you properly.
Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to get back to those frequent shopper programs they have.
Because
in many ways, I kind of see them as sort of like prostituting your privacy for a little discount.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you go to a grocery store and they ask if you have a card, I always say, oh, my wife has it. So they swipe theirs for me.
I precisely say just the same thing.
Do
but
you?
The chances are good that she does.
Yeah, mine too.
So, I understand. It's just that I don't really care. It's a business. It doesn't bother me.
I haven't seen anything bad happen as a result. You know, now, who knows? Obviously, these companies are not, the phone companies and the internet companies have all been, except for Google, seem to have worked with the government pretty closely in order to give people's private information away. But the government can basically find any of that information they need from you anyhow.
No, you're right. But even if they didn't share it with people you didn't want to, it can be broken into by an employee mm-hmm. or a hacker because you don't know what their data security is for that company. Or
so they find out I like chicken?
No, there's other information on you in there besides your buying preferences.
Really?
Yeah, doesn't it?
Besides address?
Social security number?
No. None of them ask for a social security
number. Well, they used to.
Well, you don't have to fill out. I mean, as you said, you can just fill out garbage information if you want to.
Sure.
So, You know, again, like I said, I've done that before. It's just that I came to the point where I don't really care that much. Either way, I'll sometimes do it garbage info. Sometimes I'll do it legitimate.
Yeah, whatever.
Depending on how I feel about the store. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there you go. A little positive story about how that worked out for me. 800-259-9231. Now then, moving on to a story from last night we didn't get to. Boston. An update on a situation we talked about a few months ago. Boston police officials, according to Boston.com, surprised by intense opposition from residents, have significantly scaled back and delayed the start of a program that would allow officers to go into people's homes.
Oh, really?
And search for guns.
People are surprised at that?
Without a warrant.
The police the are surprised that people wouldn't just want cops coming into their houses.
Especially in the ghetto, which is where this particular project was going to be focused. Because you can guarantee that these coppers were not going to be going poking around in multi-million dollar estates. The program, dubbed Safe Homes, was supposed to start in December, but it's been delayed at least three times because of misgivings in the community. March 1st was the latest missed start date. One community group has been circulating a petition against the plan. Police officials trying to assuage residents' fears have been drowned out by criticism at some meetings with residents and elected officials. Officers may begin knocking on doors this week, officials said yesterday, but instead of heading into four troubled neighborhoods as they had planned, officers will only target one, where police say they've received the most support. Police would ask parents or legal guardians for permission to search homes where juveniles ages 17 and under are believed to be holding illegal guns. Police would only enter homes into which they've been invited, and once inside would only search the rooms of the juveniles. Unless they see a bong sitting out,
right.
I bet that'll change the situation.
Absolutely would.
So, we talked about this before, and there's a little more to the story. We'll get to that, but to think that the cops are just going to come up and rap on your door and say, oh, is Mrs. Johnson home? Oh, hi, Mrs. Johnson. We're here just because your son, Curtis, he's under suspicion of possessing a firearm. And, you know, we'd really like it if you
were trying to stop crime around here.
Yeah. If you just allow us in your house, we just want to poke around through Curtis's room, look through his stuff. Is that all right with you?
No.
Well, it's not going to be phrased in that way.
Right. What they're going to say is, Mrs. Johnson, we have to come to your son, and we have to go check your son's room for illegal firearms.
Right. We have suspicion your son is harboring illegal firearms, and we need to check out his room. And then they'll start walking towards the door, right? You know, they'll put a foot in the door, basically, and almost push their way in. And what'll happen is many people are trained to be subservient to so-called authority. And so if the police are saying something like, we need to search his room, It sounds very authoritative.
We're going to have to ask you to let us in.
That's usually how they phrase it. We're going to have to ask you to allow us to search his room, or we're going to have to ask you, I like that, let us in. And so they will.
Please step aside, Mrs. Johnson.
Please. That's great.
We have reason to believe.
So the person will step aside. The door will swing open, and they'll say, okay. And they'll walk right in. They won't know they could have said no. They won't have any idea about that. And then if their son or daughter or whoever it is gets brought up on gun charges,
who's going to, are the cops that, you know, are they going to confiscate the guns and give Junior a stern talking to? You know, no. This is the parents'
charges.
Right. There's going to be charges. The parents are going to have to pay for the lawyer if they have the money. And if they don't have the money, they're going to be the ones, sending money to little Johnny in prison. Because believe it or not, every time somebody goes to prison, it costs the family. It costs all of us, but it costs the family more.
In fact, the commissioner, Davis, blah, 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 critics say the searches are unconstitutional and that police will not guarantee that residents would face no criminal charges if guns or drugs were found.
Yeah, I wonder why they wouldn't guarantee that.
Because that's their job. You see, you have to understand
what they do.
Well, they could say, well,
I suppose they could just confiscate the guns.
Take the gun and say, thank you very much, and, we'd like to talk to Curtis. You know, we'd like to talk to your son and, you know, sit down with him and have a little chat. They could do that. But that would require them to actually be a little more on the caring side as opposed to just people enforcing the law. And what their job is not to keep you safe or protect you. Their job is to put bodies in cells.
Right.
To put warm bodies in cells. That's what they do. So don't let these people in. Don't even open the door. But there's more to this story. 800-259-9231 is the SACL's CAI toll-free line. What would you say to the cops if they came to your door like this? Would you even answer it? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me. It was so embarrassing, I wouldn't even wear sandals. Then I discovered Calyx Ointment. Calyx is diabetic-friendly and really different because Calyx exfoliates naturally with fast-acting enzymes. Now my heels are baby soft and my feet look great. If you have dry, cracked feet, you need Calyx Ointment too. You'll find Calyx at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD, normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on civilliberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us, including the updates. Get on the list. Head on over to updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course, like everything on our website. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about a situation in Boston that has been developing over the last few months. Now, it was actually supposed to start back in December, this Safe Homes program, where the cops are going to go to probably low-rent neighborhoods, ghetto areas, and they are going to target certain homes based on suspicion of the teenagers there. So I don't know really what that means. The cops somehow come across an allegation, perhaps, that the young man or lady living at that household would be in possession of a gun. And that will be their excuse to approach the door and probably pound on it. And then, you know, have the person on the inside come up to the door, and then they'll say something authoritative like, Mrs. Johnson, we're here to investigate your son for possible gun possession. We're going to have to ask you to allow us inside. And then the person will step aside, allow the cops in, and then it's open season. Open season on anything in your house, whether it be an actual gun in the possession of your teenager, or whether it be, you know, a smoking implement for drug use that just happens to be sitting out,
right,
or they find that in his top drawer instead.
That's another thing here is this program, it's not even as good as a search warrant in the sense that, you know, say they're coming to look for, we believe that little Tyrone has been in possession of a weapon that was used in a homicide. Just, it's a belief. They don't have enough probable cause in order to get a search warrant. But, you know, they go in and look for the weapon. Oh, surprise, it's not there. Nothing there except for, you know, his one-hitter or something like mm-hmm. that. So,
they'd still be able to take that on a search warrant.
It's worse than a search. You can get it more easily. Just go to the door and say, hey, I want to look.
Exactly. They don't have to do any work. They don't have to go to a judge.
They're going to use that information.
Right. And they know that most people are going to be pushovers, or at least that's what they thought. But it turns out that the people in Boston, at least in these neighborhoods, are a little bit smarter than the police might have expected. In fact, there's been a tremendous community outcry against this program, and as a result of that, has put it off by almost 4 months at this point. They haven't even started it yet because they've been encountering so much resistance. And the people, and this actually jives with what we've heard from Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted. He says the best thing to do when the cops come to your door is not even to answer it. Don't even talk to them because they aren't your friends. And he says that the people in the ghetto areas have learned this a long time ago. You know, that us white folk, for instance, we don't know these things because, you know, most of us don't have the police rapping on our doors, relatively often, as can sometimes happen if they're a lot of investigations going on. And of course, we all know that primarily racist cops will target black and Hispanic neighborhoods for drug enforcement efforts as well as other things. So it's true that the people in these neighborhoods, they do know about the cops, and they are refusing entry. In fact, the goal says, we'll get to what one of the Black Panthers has to say about it here in a moment. But Elaine Driscoll for the Boston Police Department, the spokes bureaucrat, says we'd be getting weapons off the streets rather than making arrests. But the critics say that the police won't guarantee that people will face no criminal charges. So the cops are saying one thing, but they won't write it down. They won't promise anything. So if you know anything about cops, you know that they're trained to do what? Lie. Cops are trained to lie. It's part of what they learn when they're going through the academy. So don't believe a thing they say. They're just looking to make an arrest. Anyway, one of the commissioners
I think they're trained to be convincing on the stand and that kind of thing.
They're trained to lie to you. If you get pulled over, and for instance, and you've got two people in your car, the cops will separate you, and one of them will lie to you and tell you, oh, your buddy just gave you up. So if you've got some drugs, you better tell us because your buddy just gave you up. Even if your buddy didn't do anything, even if your buddy didn't say anything, they can lie to get you to admit something to them. So don't ever believe cops. Anyway, one of the commissioners has been taken aback by the criticism. He promoted Safe Homes as a voluntary program that would help overwhelmed, frightened parents and guardians by removing guns from their homes without fear of prosecution. He said, I'd say the police commissioner's been a bit surprised by those that are not in favor. We are genuinely trying to save lives.
The police commissioner is a dope.
But for many of the 100 people who packed the family YMCA last Thursday to talk about the plan, the goal of the program was overshadowed by the tactics they called invasive and misleading. According to the chairman of the New Black Panther Party, Jamar Crawford, he said, police are like vampires. They should not be invited into your homes. Vampires are polite. They're smooth. But once they get in, the door closes, havoc ensues.
Good evening.
Other comparisons have been no more favorable. The community doesn't want this, says the director of a local law school at the meeting. She likened the police persistence to a sexual aggressor who refuses to stop assaulting a victim despite her pleas. What part of no don't they understand? Police officials have said the searches will be based on tips from the community, including neighbors, school officials, and even the parents of the child. The office, well, and if it's the parents that are sending them to their own house, then that's one thing. But if it's a neighbor, a busybody school official, neighbor that doesn't like you for whatever reason, sending the cops over there to harass you? If the police were to find a gun, they would keep the discovery confidential under most circumstances, say the police. Officials would not tell...
Except the ones that they feel like not keeping it the same on.
They wouldn't tell at the child, school, or public housing authorities unless they believed the discovery amounted to a public safety emergency, and a child would not be charged with gun possession if a firearm were found. The police have said that if the firearm were connected to a crime, charges against the child could be filed. And again, the cops say one thing and then do another. So, you know, just don't trust them. The ACLU says people on the street may say, this is great, I'm letting them in, she said, but those are the people I'm concerned about because they haven't been educated about the hazards. She says residents of public housing could lose their homes if the police find a firearm. Supporters of the program say they're fully aware of the risks and frustrated by the critics who believe are misinforming the public. Police would support any family that cooperated with the police and oppose their eviction. You know, the cops wouldn't be there to throw them out, right? If they ended up getting evicted from all this, the cops wouldn't. They'd oppose the eviction. They wouldn't come and enforce that, would they?
Cops could care less.
Just a bunch of nonsense. Former gang member now works for the Nation.
And even if they did oppose it, we don't want anybody getting kicked out. So what? They're not involved in that arrangement between the landlord and the tenant.
So there you go. And there's, you know, then the rest of the articles from the people that are in favor of it, they're talking about, well, your kid could die if you don't let the cops in. That's what one of the other people says from the Nation of Islam. If you don't let the cops in, then, and I'm paraphrasing here, then if they don't, you know, if they don't find the weapons your teenagers have, they could perish forever. 18 months in a jail cell isn't a big deal. So it's just a bunch of hysteria. And thank goodness that people know better. The people in these neighborhoods know better. Now, you take this lesson home with you because you need to apply it in your life. Eventually, the cops are going to come around for you. There's a possibility. Maybe they don't like, I don't know. Maybe they don't like your political affiliations, for instance. Maybe that'll happen someday. Well, they'll start rounding people up. Well, if they're going to break into your home, you might as well let them break into your home. But if they're just knocking to try to ask you questions, get you to open the door, treat them like that vampire. And don't let them in. Don't open the door. You can talk to them through the door, but don't believe a thing they say. They will lie. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those features include, by the way, the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a new business? Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com, it's fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. Patents, wills, trademarks, anything you need. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
We go to your phone calls. Talk to Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin. Hello? Kevin?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to give you an intrusive story.
Okay.
I'm Native American, and
yes.
Part of a ritual is we smudge or we burn sage. And cedar. Well, at the time, me and my wife, we were living in a side-by-side where the entry of the side-by-side is shared by both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were going to go grocery shopping, and I left first because I'm in a wheelchair and I use the handicap-accessible vans to take me there. And she was to meet me at the grocery store. Well, before I left, like I usually do, I smudged myself, and then I left. Well, at the grocery store, quick story, I was there for 2 hours. My wife never showed up. And I came back, and my wife said, "Oh, my God, you can't come in the house." And I asked her why, and she said the police were here.
Whoa,
well,
why?
Apparently, my neighbor smelled the sage and thought it was marijuana.
The Indian smoking the peace pipe.
Yep, exactly. So he called the cops.
Is your neighbor also an Indian?
No, he is, even go into that.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, it was a bad
So you're
move.
Not on a reservation? You're living in, like, a trailer park or something?
Nope. We were
side-by-side is a duplex.
Not a double side-by-side. A, a duplex where there's two homes joined together.
I see.
Okay. And so apparently the cop came and knocked on the door, and my wife saw the cop pull up, and she was just about to leave to come meet me. The cop pulled up, blocked off the driveway, came knocking up on the door, and because I told you before how I carry a pocket constitution, well, we also carry a regular full-size constitution right next to the door. And so the police officer, the police officer knocked on the door, and my wife answered through the door, "Can I help you?" And he said, "This is the police. We got a report that there's an unlawful person in your home."
Hmm. The hell is an unlawful person?
Exactly. And my wife, 5 months pregnant, mind you, says, "Well, officer, there's nobody here except me." And he's like, "Well, I need you to open up the door so I can make sure."
Sure. Whatever reason to get the door open.
And
so
my wife said,
he can
"Well,
smell something."
She said, "I believe in my constitution right here, I don't have to open up the door unless you have a search warrant." And then the officer is like, "Well, how do I know you live there?" She's like, "Well, I can hold my ID in front of the window." And she's like, "Well, you could have my ID for all I know," which makes no sense. And so he started getting really irate with my wife.
I bet.
And she's like, "Well, I know, officer, I don't have to open up the door unless you have a search warrant." Finally, he started screaming at her.
You don't even have to open the door if they have a search warrant. They'll come in anyway.
Right. Well, he started screaming at her and was saying, "You're making this very difficult. I'm going to be back with a search warrant and 20
BS.
Cops.
I call BS on that.
And we're
going to
tear your house apart and all this and that with threats.
Right.
So I get home, I come back in, and we sit around waiting for the police to come because I'm just, you know, we got the video camera going.
Good.
We're not going, but, you know, ready. And the tape recorder's ready, and I'm like, "Bring it on." And so finally they never came. So I called
called them?
I called the police department. And I said, "Look, I want to know what's going on. A police officer was here at my home threatening my pregnant wife, stressing her out, threatening us with a search warrant. Where are you? I'm waiting." And then the officer at the time said he passed me on to the duty officer. The duty officer told me, "Well, your wife should have let us in." And I'm like, "It's our constitutional law. She doesn't have to." And he's like, "Well, this would have made the matter just simpler if you would have let her in."
Sure would. It would have been a lot easier to arrest somebody.
And then we find out that somebody anonymously said that there was marijuana on the premises. And then
I believe to be your neighbor.
Right. That we figured out. And so we told them about burning sage, and then they were all, "Well, the officer could have found that out if she just let him in."
Right.
Yeah.
If you would have let the officer come in and tear your house apart and look for marijuana, and once they didn't find any, you could explain to them that it was, in fact, sage, which is, you know, sage and cedar that you burn for smudging for religious purposes, then everything would have been fine, citizen.
Why'd you have to
open
so
the
mean?
Door for the nice officer?
Yeah, why are you being so mean to our officer?
I brought it up to the lieutenant of how the officer lied to my wife in saying that there was an unlawful person in our home. And he said, "Well, it is perfectly all right to use deception in order to find out the facts."
Absolutely. It's been upheld over and over again in the court.
And I actually have it on audio tape, and I wish I had it because I would play it for you.
Wow.
Our police officer saying it's perfectly fine to use deception to find out the truth.
Yep.
And so who do you trust? Not the police.
Good for your wife.
I don't. And who's going to clean up the mess after they tore your house up looking for marijuana and didn't find it?
Oh, exactly.
Fix the broken chairs and,
right,
and the dresser drawers.
Them. Yeah. He threatened to tear your house apart. Now, think about this. Many people, and I'm sure a lot of cops are, you know, they probably range between nice and authoritative when they come up to someone's door. So I don't know, what was he like when he first started? Was he pretty authoritative?
At first, I mean, that's the way they always are. They're all inflated. And the minute you find that release valve and you start deflating them, that's when they get irate.
Right. Well, I mean, if you thought for a moment that this guy was okay or that he was a nice guy, whatever. I mean, maybe this guy wasn't being nice, but if you think the cop at your door sounds really nice, wait until you tell him no.
Right, and
then
that,
see what he does.
That
this guy was
going to
tear your house apart.
The analogy about the vampire is so right on. And I don't care how friendly, even maybe if I knew the police officer, I still would not let them in my home.
Well, I don't know. There was one of the law enforcement against prohibition guys was here in Keene today, and he was driving around his DeLorean.
Yeah, cool. Got a new DeLorean. It was sweet.
Yeah, Brad Jardis, one of the LEAP guys here in New Hampshire, came by and showed it off to Mark and I, and I got to take it down the street, which is pretty cool. Not too many people get to drive a DeLorean, so I felt special.
Yeah, we definitely, our cops here are cut above overall.
Yeah, and he's a Leaf guy, so it's not like, you know, I wouldn't show off my stash or anything like that, because that would be stupid. But
well, I'll backpedal that a little bit. I'll backpedal that a little bit and say, well, maybe if I knew him, I would allow him in. But under any other circumstance, no way. It's better just to try to be as stay away from the vampire.
Yeah, if they're there on business, you probably don't want to allow them in.
But exactly. Great show, guys.
Coming over for poker night or something like that, then that's another thing. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because there are some good guys out there. It's just that if they're at your door, you don't know who the good guys are. Mm. Why take a chance? All that's going to happen is you're going to get arrested. The best case scenario is they go away, but that's not what they're there to do. They're there to investigate and sniff out a possible arrest. Maybe it'll be you. Maybe it'll be your son. Maybe it'll be your wife.
Otherwise, their time's been wasted, right?
You heard how upset he was getting.
Oh, this is, you're not making this easy.
Well, that's what they like. They like to be able to kick back, eat a few donuts, grab some coffee, and then have all the citizenry just let them run roughshod over their lives. Because that's what they're used to people doing. They're used to people just bending over. They're used to people not knowing their rights, which is one of the reasons why they target poor people. Because many of them don't know their rights.
And can't afford attorneys.
There's that, too. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. If you've got interactions with cops you want to share, do it. It's Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from
160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Get your show, bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show. It's April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com.
You can rent a flamethrower.
Dude, that's the most awesome thing I've ever heard.
It's great.
I was going to say...
And, you know, they say it's from the, what's the date here? April the 11th through the 13th, but the 13th is the big day. You know?
Is that right?
I believe so. If that's the Saturday, then that's the big day.
Can you rent flamethrowers any old day?
Oh, sure. They got helicopter rides and flamethrowers and machine guns.
I mean, now, what I want to know is, can you shoot a machine gun out of the helicopter?
I've never been able to rent a machine gun, let alone a flamethrower. But you know, if I had the choice, I'd just get to, just a machine gun or a flamethrower. I don't think it'd be any really.
Ooh, yeah, which would you? I mean, you'd pick the flamethrower.
Absolutely.
Wayne, flamethrower, machine gun.
Machine gun. I'm a
really?
Machine gun guy.
Wow. I mean, flamethrowers. I guess they're hot. That's the one thing about the flamethrower is you don't want to be in an enclosed place. I don't imagine they will be if they're doing that. Probably out in the middle of a field somewhere. So, 800-259-9231, bring up whatever you want. A little bit of quick news here from the Libertarian Party. Normally don't give you news from the Libertarian Party because normally they're not doing anything worth talking about. But here's Mike Gravel, a former Alaskan senator and Democratic candidate for president, has joined the Libertarian Party. Who saw this coming?
The Libertarians have a man in Congress.
No, former senator.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
See, that'd be really great.
See, Bob Barr also recently joined the Libertarian Party within the last, year or so. And Bob Barr is a former representative from Georgia. And so it seems like when some of these guys wash up, their careers, their political careers are over. They've now found that the Libertarian Party is their new home where they can be a star again.
Yeah, he's a big guy, important. Right.
Now, look, I don't know Mike Gravel. I know he's good on the drug war, but I heard he's a socialist on other things. But people can change. Socialists can change their stripes. We know for a fact. There have been socialists who've listened to this show, and they've told us, you know, after months of listening, sometimes just weeks, they've told us that the logic is impenetrable, and they had to admit the legitimacy of the libertarian position. So it is possible. And I don't want to make it sound like, you know, Mike Gravel or Bob Barr haven't changed. I don't know.
You know,
but I don't trust politicians.
Sure. I think that if they were going to announce that they've joined, they'd probably read the platform and agree with it, wouldn't you think?
Well, you don't have to read the platform. You do have to sign a simple statement that does say, I don't advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Mm-hmm. So that pretty much encompasses libertarianism right there in that one statement. And presumably these guys are signing that statement. So, I mean, that's a good thing. I'm glad the LP still has that, but that statement hasn't kept unprincipled people out of the party. In fact, one of the problems with the LP is the fact that it can be infiltrated by anybody. And this is one of the problems with political parties. You can't keep the political party. If you create a political party, you can't keep it the way you originally intended it if it's open to the public. Because anybody can come in and monkey wrench things and come to your meetings and start bringing up a bunch of nonsense that's just going to get in the way. And there ends up being a lot of infighting. There ends up being problems. And nothing ever gets done. This has been my experience with the LP, and I think it's been many other people's experience. And the good news here is that it's Mike Gravel joining the LP, so there's actually something the LP can tout and say, hey, we're not just Republicans. That's really, I think, the best thing that they've got going for them here, is because there's a common misconception about libertarians that they are just disaffected conservatives. And this helps combat that misconception. So to that end, it's a good thing. Is Mike Gravel a principled guy all of a sudden? I don't know. Here's his quote. He says, I'm joining the Libertarian Party because it's a party that combines a commitment to freedom and peace that can't be found in the two major parties that control the government and politics of America.
Sounds like it was written by the Libertarian Party.
My libertarian views, as well as my strong stance against the war, the military-industrial complex, and the American imperialism, seem not to be tolerated by Democratic Party elites who are out of touch with the average American. Elites that reject the empowerment of American citizens I offered to the Democratic Party at the beginning of this presidential campaign with the National Initiative for Democracy. And then it goes to talk about, you know, how he was in the Senate for so many years and blah, blah, blah. So basically, Mike Gravel is continuing his presidential campaign with the Libertarian Party. Oh. So he is seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination.
Okay.
Now, the LP does things a little differently than the other parties. The Libertarian Party doesn't have taxpayers pay for its nominating situation. You don't get the opportunity to go down to your local voting precinct and cast a primary vote for a Libertarian. What they do is they have a convention during the summertime where Libertarians from all across the country come to the convention location and they nominate they have a debate usually, which is kind of interesting watching the Libertarian candidates debate because they just all agree with one another for the most part. So it's interesting seeing the nuances and the differences between the candidates. And so they debate, and then they have the vote, and then the nominee is selected, and that person goes on to be on the Libertarian ballot in the 50 states in the general election. So will Mike Gravel even have a shot at the nomination? He's really going to have to talk like a Libertarian in order to get it.
Right. He's going up against Christine Smith, George Phillies. He's going up against
Mary Ruart.
Mary Ruart
is who he's going up against. And I happen to be a huge fan of Dr. Mary Ruart. She threw in her hat into the Libertarian race last week, I think it was, late last week. And she is the author of one of my favorite books about freedom. It's called Healing Our World, and you can go to ruart.com, ruart.com, and you can read the 1990s version of Healing Our World absolutely free. I mean, it's such a great book. It was her sister's dying wish that she published that book for everyone to read, and she did it on the internet.
And the new version's even better, the post-9/11 version.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic. So if you've got somebody who is allow me to recommend Healing Our World for someone that you know that might be of the, Democratic persuasion, someone who purports to care about the poor, who's looking out for the minorities, people that, you know, that really feel.
I'm a converted conservative, and I really think that it's a great book.
There's no doubt about it. I think anybody can pick that
book
up. I think anyone can pick it up.
It could be particularly effective on the sort of liberal types.
Yeah, someone who claims to care about the downtrodden, this is the book for them. I can't imagine someone who, you know, a member of the Democratic Party, for instance, picking up this book, putting it down and just rejecting what was in it. Because it's all backed up by statistics. It's backed up by citation. And, I mean, a good chunk of the back of the book is just citations.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing work of by Dr. Ruart.
You know, even there's a lot of good people that have adopted Marxist-type ideas without even realizing it. There's so many of these ideas have been perpetrated on the public in
sure.
schools and in the media over the years, where you know they use terms like we versus you know I, so that there's collectivism, and I think that we have to start rooting a lot of these things out because people are not realizing what they're buying into, and I think this book cuts through all that.
And it's good because and the people you're talking about, Wayne, they, I think, are relatively easy to convert to liberty if they just get the right message, if it's tailored correctly to them, because what these people are looking for is to help people. They want to help people. And what they don't understand and what they're told, and that part of the indoctrination you're talking about, is they're told that, well, this is what government's here for. This is what we have government for. Government is here to help people.
Right.
And they believe that with their the whole of their existence. And so they spend their time advocating for changes in the government.
Then the government must not be doing what it's supposed to be doing, for God's sake.
Well, with the end goal of
right.
helping those people that are just trying to get help. Well, we want to help people, too. Liberty lovers are charitable, as anybody else. And we want to help people that need help. But what we understand is that you can't help people by threatening others in the first place. And that if you want to help people, do it on a voluntary basis. Then people will really get the help that they need from people who care, as opposed to getting the help they need through some heartless bureaucracy, if they can even get the help through the bureaucracy, if it's even available to them. So let people interact on a voluntary basis. In fact, if you want people to get help, then the government's the last agency you want to turn to for that, because look at the different government programs. You have a war on drugs, you get more drug use. You have a war on poverty, you get more poverty. You have a war on terrorism, terrorism doesn't go away.
And the government, none of these things is a war on anything but the American people. Because in the case of the drug war, it's not like you're not charging drugs and you're not putting drugs in prison. You're putting American people in prison. War on poverty? Look, yeah, if you don't want to pay those taxes to support those poor people for whatever reason it is that you don't want to support them, you're going to jail. It's a war on the American people.
1-800-259-9231. So understanding why government can't help people is critical. And I think it's not that hard, if you get the message right, to bring those people on board with us. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I'm inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Hi, Nick.